Let us pray. Lord God, may through the power of your Holy Spirit, you might illuminate the scripture so we might hear it, might see it, it might change us. In the name of Christ we pray, amen. Our scripture this morning is found in Matthew 2, verses 1 through 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who is to be born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the peoples, chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem," Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be a shepherd of my people, Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God.
What child is this? Yes, yes, that is the question. That has always been the question. What child is this? That single question was the driving force behind our lengthy journey. We had to figure out what child this is. And I know. My friends, we have been called wise by many of the people we encountered along our journey, if even for a brief moment. I hesitate to give much credence to their judgment. But it is known, or it should be known, that knowledge is acquired by keeping one's eyes open and mouth shut. So, may I suggest that you keep your mouths closed and your ears open, and I will, to the best of my ability, answer your question as clear as I can. One. We did not stumble upon this child. No, we found a needle in a haystack. And how did we find this needle? We followed the star. I know, to many that would be considered a fool's errand, but we are no fools. No, that star was moved by some unseen force. And who moves stars? God. Two, we encountered that corrupt king. That king wanted us to find the child so that he could worship the child. My friends, do kings worship babies? No. Kings defend their thrones. And that king, that Herod, is a ruthless and cruel despot. It does not take a wise man to discern that. And that king felt that this child was a threat. And mark my words, that child is a threat to all who are cruel and ruthless. And three, I don't have words for three. My entire life I have searched. And yet it was always just beyond the horizon of my knowing. Until, in an instant, I crossed a threshold, and there it was. That father, that mother, that star, the child. It was all there. All my searching, all my studying, it was all right there. All in that child. How could I not worship him? I need search no more.
What child is this? That was the question last week. It's the question this week. It's the question for the next 2 weeks. It's the question for Christmas Eve. But in all honesty, it's the question every day of our lives. What child is this? The Magi, it says, came from the east. If you ask people in the first century, where is the east? They would tell you the same thing that people will tell you today in the Holy Land. Where is the east? And they will say, on the other side of the Jordan, the Arabian Peninsula. So we like to think of Saudi Arabia and Yemen and Oman, United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait, Iraq, Jordan. Those are the places where they believe they might have been from. We can look at evidence by what those magi brought, the gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and we can get a hint. If we look throughout the Bible, we find that Sheba, the place of Sheba, when the queen of Sheba, y'all remember the queen of Sheba? Back in the Old Testament, came and visited Solomon. The queen of Sheba, they mined gold there. And then in that Arabian Peninsula, the derivatives of certain trees would produce frankincense and myrrh. So they believe that is where they probably came from. The wise man said in the video that they did not stumble across that baby. It was like a needle in a haystack. Sometimes we would wonder. If I was a scientist and I thought, well, it was not really a star. It was something else. Maybe it was a comet. I don't know. And we try to deduct through our scientific methods of what it was, we get confused, don't we? When we try to put it in 21st century terms, I don't understand. But that's nothing new for me. Might be something new for you, but I'm still trying to figure out how I flip the switch and the lights come on. I can't understand and explain that. I really can't explain how I can go to the gas station, stick a piece of plastic in there and remove it quickly. Hit a button, and gas come out, go into my car. I don't see it going in, but my gas gauge tells me it's in there. I don't know how it does that either. And about less than 30 days later, the bank even knows that I went there. I cannot understand that. Can you? There's so many things in my life I have no clue about. I also don't know how God works, because the Bible says, and I believe this is true because this is in my life, God says, my ways are not your ways. I've experienced that in my life, how I have experienced the love and grace of God in ways that I cannot fathom. I really can't. And so when I read the scripture that these magi followed a star that took them to Jesus, I have no problem believing it. Because I think about how far God has gone for me to have a relationship with Him. The people that He has placed in my life to bless me, to convict me, to challenge me, to hold me accountable, to make me better. All of those people, that has been a miracle in itself, and it's been a miracle in your life too, because I have been encouraged, inspired by you. Amen? God works in mysterious ways. It just makes it easier. I don't understand it, but I believe God worked and guided those magi to that house to find that baby. There's a lot of things that are, we see likenesses between the magi and Jesus. The magi came from a long distance away, didn't they? We don't know how far, but they came. Even Jesus, Mary and Joseph, they came a distance to get to Bethlehem from Nazareth, up in Galilee. They came, and there He was born. And we like to think of that distance, but the Gospel of John tells it a different way. The distance Jesus came to earth was even greater. Because John's Gospel says it this way: in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. And through Him all things were made, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, and His only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. You see, Jesus came not just for those poor shepherds, but He came for Gentile Arabs bearing gifts. He came for you and me. The generosity of those wise men mirrors the generosity of Jesus. They do. Read the scriptures. I'll read them for you. He is the one who would give the ultimate gift. He was born to give His life as a ransom for many. We know what real love is because Jesus gave up His life for us, so we also ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters. Peace. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Paul said it this way: I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Jesus is like His Father, gracious and giving, because for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The wise men followed a star. They believed that on the other end of that star was a king. A king. And they found the king, Herod. And as the video said, kings do not worship babies. They defend their throne. The more I think about that fact and how kings defend their kingdoms, or monarchs defend their kingdoms, I think about the kingdoms that we create. Do you have any kingdoms in your life that you're the king of or queen of? You're the head of? You see, because if we're honest with ourselves, Jesus is a threat to all, including us. You see, it doesn't take much for me to look just a little ways into my soul, and I know that I'm pretty selfish. I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it. And I don't want anybody to tell me to do otherwise. Anybody else in my class, in my kingdom? You have your own kingdom. And that's the way you are, aren't we? And when Jesus comes into our life, he threatens us in that way. He wants us to be selfless. He wants us to not to be served, but to serve. He wants us to love our enemies, and I don't want to do that. He wants us to do things that challenge our inner being. He threatens our own kingdoms. And that's hard. And Jesus comes and threatens us. Threatens who we are. Although the wise men were not there probably on the night he was born, it didn't stop them from worshiping when they came face to face with Jesus. Because he is worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our worship for the Gentile and the Jews. He's the one who offered salvation for all people of all nations. He's the one who would tell his own disciples in Galilee before his ascension, "Go ye therefore. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." What child is this to you? What child is he to me? I hope that during this Advent season, that this, what child is this, is a child, is a king, is a savior who will change our lives. We, like the wise men, seek every day something. We seek something that will make our kingdoms better. We seek something that makes our lives better, more fruitful, make us be all that we want to be. My prayer is that when we find Jesus, we will seek no more. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for the gift of Jesus. May we, like the wise men, when we give our all to Jesus, may we know that we have all that we will ever need or want and seek no more. We ask this prayer in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen.